Nintendo Radio Daily for Anti-Friday.
Yes.
16th of November, and we are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the lady ready to walk in there and face that whole world again. But there's the Flintstress.
I'll be back.
Yeah, it's just a thing you do. And me, I'm the guy getting away the only way he knows how. I'm the one for Billy Flynn.
Life is like a bicycle. To stay balanced, you got to keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward.
It doesn't mean you're going to win the poker game, but it does mean you come in second. So, yeah.
And I came in third.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, in the money, in the money. Thanks
and the winner was Mark. Everybody give a round of applause for Mark.
Yeah, applause. That's how it works. So, tell me what happened on this fine, fantastical day. Yeah.
Well, let's take it back to 1904. John Ambrose Fleming invents the vacuum tube, otherwise known as the thermionic valve.
1942, construction of an experimental atomic pile begins. The pile will be used to investigate the world's first artificial nuclear chain reaction.
Yeah. 1963, the touch-tone telephone is introduced.
1965, the Soviet Union launches the Venera 3 space probe on a mission to land on the surface of Venus, though the pressure of the planet's atmosphere will crush the probe before it relays any data.
Like a soda can. 1973, NASA launches the Skylab 4 with a crew of three astronauts from Cape Canaveral on an 84-day mission that will remain the longest American spaceflight in history for over two decades.
1977, Columbia Pictures releases the sci-fi classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind, directed by Spielberg, starring Richard Dreyfuss, Francois Truffaut, Bob Balaban, Melinda Dillon, and Terry.
On this day in 1984, Atlantic Releasing Corporation releases the science fiction horror film Night of the Comet,
yes!
Directed by Tom Eberhardt and starring Catherine Mary Stewart, Kelly Maroney, and Robert Beltran.
1986, the first comedic television miniseries ever to air in the United States, Fresno, premieres on CBS. It's a parody of the primetime soap opera format, lampooning such popular series as Falcon Crest, Dallas, and Dynasty.
2001 in Los Angeles, California, U.S. Customs agents seize $100 million in pirated computer software, the largest such seizure in U.S. history, as a part of Operation White Horse.
2001, Warner Brothers releases the fantasy film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, directed by Chris Columbus, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Richard Harris, Robbie Coltrane, Alan Rickman, Maggie Smith, Ian Hart, and Richard Griffiths. Or, you know, you can go by the American name.
Wow, I was just thinking next year, that's 20 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. 2002, Bandai releases the Swan Crystal handheld game console featuring a 2.8-inch diagonal TFT reflected LCD screen. The Swan Crystal is available in four colors, blue, violet, skeleton black, skeleton blue, and red wine. Oh, I guess blue violet was one color. It is the third version of Bandai's WonderSwan system.
2005, Google launches Google Analytics, launching a free web service that generates detailed statistics regarding web traffic. You can trust it.
Mm-hmm. 2010, Apple announces the release of the Beatles Music Library through iTunes.
Which means a big settlement was reached. Birthdays?
Noah Gray KB is 25. That's Micah on Heroes and Code Black.
Missing Pyle is 48. That's Galaxy Quest and Dodgeball.
Martha Plimpton is 50. From Mosquito Coast, Goonies, Parenthood, Raising Hope, and The Real O'Neills.
Lisa Bonet is 53 from The Cosby Show, A Different World, Angel Heart, Life on Mars.
Harry Lennox is 56, Bob Roberts, Matrix Reloaded, Batman vs. Superman, and Blacklist.
Mari Helgenberger is 62 from Species, CSI, Under the Dome, All Rise.
Miguel Sandoval is 69 from Repo Man, Jurassic Park, and Batman Beyond.
David Leisure is 70 from Airplane, Joey Zuzu, and Charlie on Empty Nest.
Wow. Clue Gulliger is 92 from Elm Street 2, Return of the Living Dead, Feast 2 and 3, and Piranha 3DD.
No longer with us, born this date in 1907. Burgess Meredith, the Penguin in Batman 66, Mickey and Rocky and Grumpy Old Men.
Born in 1913, Ellen Albertini Dow, rapping Granny in The Wedding Singer and Wedding Crashers.
1916, Dawes Butler, an American voice actor. He was Yogi Bear, Quick Draw McGraw, Snagglepuss, and Huckleberry Hound Dog. All them.
Well, on TV tonight on CBS, we get a rerun of The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola. Lola and Mark attempt to get their friendship back in working order after he discovered Lola being detained for protecting a teenage girl attending on a new All Rise. And, oh yeah, a new bull.
ABC. It's the semifinals in a new Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Sean Murphy, Dr. Cleo Brown, and Dr. Alex Park mentor candidates that are vying for residency at the hospital on New the Good Doctor. It's a reality show?
Yeah, I don't know. NBC, The Battles, Part 3 on A New the Voice and A New the Weakest Link.
On Fox, McKenna tells her husband the truth about her past, and she works with Sid to convince him to bend the rules to save a person's life on A New LA's Finest and the canceled Filthy Rich. So watch it while you
on the CW, we get a rerun of Who's Line, another rerun of Who's Line, and then Magic with a Property Brother on A New Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Freeform is showing Cars, followed by Cars 3, skipping the Mater-centric. Cars 2.
Well, if you're ready to get your Christmas on, AMC has Elf.
Okay. Bravo. Francesca copes with the consequences of her outburst, and Eddie's patience is sorely tested after Shane makes mistakes on A New Below Deck.
Oh, no. On FX, Transformers, The Last Knight. That's K-N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, FXX Simpsons Marathon, Itchy and Scratchy Land, Fear of Flying, and Bart's Comet.
FXM is showing The Dark Tower, which we never did see that,
did we? Paramount's got The Proposal.
On Sundance, Pretty Woman.
Sci-Fi Channel has Matricula Night. It's The Fifth Element.
On TNT, Ocean's 8.
True TV has Wedding Crashers. Hey, with
Robin Science has the new How the Universe Works.
But tonight on the Lifetime Movie Network, an engaged couple's lives turn into a nightmare after they experience a mysterious break-in at their home. But although a detective discovers nothing at the scene, it turns out the young pair is being stalked by someone. Ooh. Vivica A. Fox and Crystal Lowe have apparently hired the wrong wedding planner.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad, an ultra-conservative political columnist, meets Abby, an equally liberal photographer, and they are almost instantly attracted to one another. Why? It almost sounds like a sitcom where wacky things will happen as they realize neither will ever be the same again. But look, Chad can see the pros and cons of this. He knows any good relationship works because it takes two. It will work if it's one of the real McCoys. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
B Plus is most likely a future single season show for Chad and Abby to be on. It's about two perfect strangers that are a tissue match. One of them needs a kidney. The other has one they can spare. Recycled a clue. Very responsible of you. Chad and Abby update. The clues I got the following. 2013, reused from yesterday. Nice. Secrets and Lies 2015, Sleeper Cell 2005, which leads you to Michael Ealy, who was in The Following with Warren Cole. Michael and Warren also starred alongside Jack McGee and Sonya Wagner in Common Law. Michael played Travis Marks. Chad and Abby are embedded in Common Law Season 1, Episode 4. The X Factor.
You made him work hard for that one.
With Warmer Claws, that is from Mark. Well, I hope he has fun with the next 2 weeks of stuff we're going to do.
And look, y'all, you don't have to do all that. No. You can still play.
You can play, you can do all kinds of stuff, like, you know, checking out the Sin of Mistress has a new episode up talking about Synchronic, which is apparently the unfinished version of the Police's Synchronicity. Drop us a note. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, send a note and send yourself a text message. Either way, use the numbers.
510. G-R-D crew.
Oh, yeah, the next poker game's December 19th.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec Award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, Part 1 of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
Hi, I'm James Caan, semi-renowned writer, musician, doctor, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And having yourself a fine old time. It's the only way to make things work.
Yep.
Don't you think? We do.
Okay. Give me your all.
Warriors, unsheath your weapons. Magic wielders, raise your wands.
Let me check my polyhedral dice. Turns out I have frost giant strength. Look it up.
I mean, take your time. Or if you need something to look it up in, maybe there's something at DriveThruRPG.
Well, yeah, like, some politicians are less than entirely honest. I mean, you know, and they may accidentally make comments that could be damaging when they didn't think they could be overheard. The comments in this list range from a simple lack of respect for voters or other politicians to the morally dubious, to the corrupt, to the outright criminal in nature. The comments are mostly suited for a modern or later setting, but many could be adapted to others. These comments could be used by characters to blackmail a politician into doing what they want, or they could result in more violently unethical politicians going after them in order to, you know, eliminate a threat. The PDF supports Adobe Layers, and the page backgrounds have images that can be disabled to make printing easier. So this is 100 Things Dubious Politicians Didn't Want Overheard from Azukayo Games.
Bodhi, a video game fanatic who is the Rift of Bodhidharma, is the legendary monk who founded the Shaolin Temple. After spending 9 years in his parents' basement playing video games, he's awakened and starts seeing through the illusions of the city, which to him appear pixelated as if old video games. In his head, Bodhi sees life as one big video game. To truly succeed, he'll need to find all the hidden levels and beat those bosses. He's found the entrance to the legendary Shaolin Temple through a utility closet in his basement man cave, and the monks there have since come to respect him as their true master. Little does he know, his mother is the Rift of the Great Emptiness, which is why his powers not quite as impressive to her.
Oh.
It's the City of Mist playbook, Bodhi, from Son of Oak Game Studio.
That sounded kind of cool. In the small village of Brogren, almost no one is what they seem. Players explore a remote settlement on the border of a dark wood where they'll uncover a haunted mystery. A skeletal horse stalks the woods at night, wreaking havoc on local trade. Now, local businesses are failing, and the people must turn to shady priests, greedy barons, and eccentric hags for essentials. This adventure is meant to be dark and whimsical, featuring a very likely undead cast of skeletons, ghost hags, and necromancers. This adventure is intended for 3 to 4 characters of level 1 to 3. Some encounters are challenging at level 1, but they can be managed with clever tactics and good investigation. The approximate runtime of this adventure is 1 4-hour session, though depending on choices made, it can take more or less time. It's a pay what you want for The Gray Horse of Brogren from Ethan Myers.
A love letter to horror cinema of the last 4 decades. Every game's going to begin with a supernatural apocalypse and characters based on classic horror tropes. As your game progresses, survivors learn to fight marauding armies of aliens, demons, eldritch abominations, mutant zombies, even vengeful angels. They must in turn become monsters. For free, you can get Die Screaming to Tanomaki from Brian Rentala.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The 1988 movie Short Circuit is getting rebooted at Spyglass Media Group, imagining a new take on the classic sci-fi comedy.
Johnny Five is alive?
Edward Cisneros and Jason Schumann have been hired by the company to put a Latinx twist on the screenplay for the family movie. Although additional story tales have not yet been revealed, it seems likely the Short Circuit reboot's going to follow a similar story, but with original characters.
Well, as long as the Goot has a cameo, or does the voice.
That would be interesting. Directed by John Badham and written by S.S. Wilson, Brent Muddick, the original Short Circuit stars Ali Sheedy, Steve Guttenberg, Fisher Stevens, Austin Pendleton, Tim Blaney, and G.W. Bailey, focusing on an experimental military robot, number 5, who gains human-like intelligence after it's struck by lightning. It was number 1 at the box office in 86. The film was one of the most memorable sci-fi movies of the decade, still remembered fondly by many fans.
Attractive. Nice. Software.
A follow-up was released 2 years later, Short Circuit 2, with Maddox and Wilson returning for the script. The sequel, directed by Kenneth Johnson. Blaney returns as number 5. Fisher Stevens reprises his role of Ben. Michael McKean, Cynthia Gibb, Jack Weston star. This time, Johnny Five is kidnapped in New York City after Ben moves to the Big Apple to produce toy replicas of the lovable robot. Then the movie tanked with disappointing box office numbers, bad reviews, killing early plans to develop a third installment.
Squash. Dead. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble! Dead!
Well, not anymore. Despite a remake being in development hell for years, this time a serious go is happening. Short Circuit is back. No disassemble.
Well, other fun news from our childhood. Disney Plus has begun early development of a reboot of the classic 90s animated series, Darkwing Duck.
Let's get dangerous.
No writer is currently attached, but the series will be executive produced by Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, James Weaver, and Alex McGatty.
Let's get cooperative.
Running for 3 seasons and 91 episodes, the original series followed the titular duck, superhero voiced by Jim Cummings, who lived an ordinary suburban life under the secret identity of Drake Mallard.
Let's get respectable.
He's assisted in his crime fighting by his sidekick and pilot, Launchpad McQuack, also a regular on DuckTales, and he's sometimes assisted by his adopted daughter, Gosselin.
Let's get mischievous.
The characters recently appeared in Disney's DuckTales reboot, in which his origin story is slightly retooled. No word if this will be a spinoff of that version or a whole new standalone take. Either way, let's get funky monkey.
Peter Hyoichi is making God of Mars. It's in pre-production. It's a sci-fi film that's breaking new ground because, you know, companies like Disney, they've used Epic's Unreal Engine to aid in production of features. Mm. Well, his film's going a step further and filming the whole damn thing in the Unreal Engine.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fabulous. Legendary.
In the Hollywood landscape, The Mandalorian utilized Unreal Engine to produce final pixel imagery that was directly photographed in camera and in most instances does not require any additional work to go directly into edit, Hyoguchi said, which does save time and money.
This is the way.
Gods of Mars is the first Hollywood production to use real-time rendering of game engine animation / images as finished final pixel shots. This is done by a cross-medium creative team that merges game programming and traditional matte paintings and miniature markers with Hollywood pedigrees to push the Unreal Engine to meet the high-quality standards equal to current VFX animation software, he further went on.
Oh, we've come a long way since Alfred Clark and Mary Queen of Scots.
Unreal Engine has progressed wildly in the past few years, from a pure game engine to a tool that can be used for involved mixed media production. And, as stated, it's a lot cheaper than standard Hollywood productions as well.
Ah, meaning the time is right for the Matrix-inspired Circuit City film to get a special edition.
That does not exist in a digital form. If it's all it's cracked up to be, the Unreal Engine could make blockbuster-style filmmaking a lot more accessible to smaller, cheaper teams. Though it's worth noting the video demo that we saw for this project is from the team sponsored by Epic. So we'll see how it looks when it's all done. Though, it's got to be better than anything made in the Pie in the Sky engine or the Gamebryo engine or whatever the hell Stalker runs on.
Well, cool news. The Arrested Development and Veep star Tony Hale, he will be starring in the Mysterious Benedict Society, a live-action television adaptation of author Trenton Lee Stewart's best-selling books, which follow a group of orphans who go undercover at a boarding school.
To do what? Get intel on the chocolate war?
The season was originally developed at Hulu, but since has shifted to Disney Plus and will air, you know, sometime next year.
Depending on when In School actually starts.
Hale plays Nicholas Benedict, an eccentric man who gathers a guild of assistants in an effort to stop his evil twin brother, the wonderfully named Ledrop the Curtain, from using a rival band of assistants to brainwash the population and take over the world.
Wait. This is really a Pinky and the Brain thing, right?
Stewart has written 4 books in the series, and the original novel serves as the inspiration for the 8-episode first season of this adaptation. Dana Walden, the chairman of entertainment at Walt Disney Television, said that she has already seen the first few episodes of the show and determined that it is a family-friendly nature, made it a perfect fit for Disney+. So get ready, everybody. The PG-13 Umbrella Academy is coming.
An original Batman cowl worn by Michael Keaton in Tim Burton's 1989 Batman film is on the auction block.
Ooh, that's where you get those wonderful toys?
The production-grade cowl was conceived and designed by Bob Ringwood and sculpted specifically to fit the actor. And while the specific style was worn by Keaton's Caped Crusader throughout the film, the item for sale was neither completed for production or ever used in filming. It's made of black foam rubber, features sculpted in detailing around the eyes, eyebrows, nose, and chest, as well as Batman's traditional bat ears on top.
And is a great neck brace, since you can't, you know, turn your head.
Ringwood specifically designed the cowl with soft prongs along the bottom edges so it could seamlessly be attached to the cape with makeup glue and create the illusion the Batsuit was just one piece. The cowl comes mounted in a gray fiberglass bust for display and preservation, and is in good but fragile overall condition with visible signs of wear and age, including torn rubber around the forehead and brow and a split down the back.
Well, yeah, that's thanks to that bait incident.
The cowl is being offered as part of Prop Store's upcoming entertainment memorabilia live auction in London. It's one of several treasures from film and television being featured during the first day of the live auctions, which runs December 1st, December 2nd, and is expected to fetch anywhere from $10,000 to $13,000. $10,000. Yep. So save up your money and you can tell the world who you really are. You're Batman. JRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Any common laws where chat at? Mark told you. Mark knows more about that show than I do. I looked this stuff up. He knows. Mm-hmm. He literally lists the cast and who they
we
are.
We should outsource even, right? Stabby to him.
I'm saying, hey, Mark, yeah, you want to start writing these things? I mean, I know it means you don't have a chance in hell of winning, but hey, it's for a more noble cause. When you help others, Mark, can't help helping yourself. Drop us notes, podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Send a voicemail, send a text message, just send it to
510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
End of line.
Damage averted. All systems operative.
Comandante! Stop! Look! Comandante! Comandante! Look what I have found!
Where did you find these?
Over there!
They're good, yes!
Send word to Her Majesty that God has smiled on us. Gentlemen, we have found the fruit of life!
It is here where our children and our children's children will play and grow. The grape is good! It will sustain us!
Comandante! Comandante, look! Look, we have found these in the valley beyond.
Call these grape? They taste like Fresno!